Harper Audio presents Buddhist Boot Camp, written and narrated by Timber Hawkeye. I find television very educational. Every time someone switches it on, I go into another room and read a good book. A quote by Groucho Marx. To make a long story short, I sat there in front of the Tibetan Lama, wearing my maroon robes after years of studying Buddhism. With all due respect, I said, I don't believe the Buddha ever intended for his teachings to get this complicated. My teacher looked around at all the statues of deities with multiple arms and chuckled, "The Buddha didn't do this. The Tibetan culture did. This is their way. Why don't you try Zen? I think you'd like it." So I bowed out of the temple, took off my robes, and moved into a Zen monastery far from home. Zen was simpler. That much was true. The walls were blank, and I loved it. But the teachings were still filled with all the dogma that sent me running from religion in the first place. There are many incredible books out there that cover all aspects of religion, philosophy, psychology, and physics, but I was looking for something less academic, so to speak. I was looking for something inspirational that people today would not only have the attention span to read all the way through, but actually understand and also implement in their daily lives. I pictured a very simple guide to being happy, and in it, just two words: be grateful. Gratitude has a way of turning what we have into enough, and that is the basic idea behind Buddhist Boot Camp. The short chapters convey everything I have learned over the years in a way that is easy to understand without you needing to know anything about Buddhism ahead of time. In fact, this book is not about being a Buddhist. It's about being a Buddha. It is very possible and perfectly okay for someone who is Catholic, Muslim, atheist, or Jewish, for example, to still find the Buddha's teachings inspirational. You can love Jesus, repeat a Hindu mantra, and still go to temple after morning meditation. Buddhism is not a threat to any religion. It actually strengthens your existing faith by expanding your love to include all beings. Boot camp is a training method, and Buddhism is all about training the mind. Many people claim they don't have time to meditate every morning, but still want spiritual guidance without any dogma or rituals attached. That is exactly what Buddhist Boot Camp provides in this quick and easy to digest format. You are now a soldier of peace in the army of love. Welcome to Buddhist Boot Camp. Your brother, Timber Hawkeye. Part 1. Mindfulness. Grasping. Just as we habitually hoard old birthday cards and souvenirs, bank statements and receipts, clothes, broken appliances, and old magazines, we also hang on to pride, anger, outdated opinions, and fears. If we're so attached to tangible things, imagine how difficult letting go of opinions must be, let alone opening our minds to new ideas, perspectives, possibilities, and futures. Our beliefs inevitably solidify to be the only truth and reality that we know, which puts a greater distance between us and anyone whose beliefs are different. This distance not only segregates us, it feeds our pride. All of this grasping, by the way, stems from fear. Why are we so terrified of change, strangers, the new or the unknown? Has the world not continually shown us beauty, sincerity, and love through every generation? Are we so focused on the darkness that we no longer see or even remember the light? This is like the never-ending story, if you remember it, where in the minute people stop believing in a reality, it ceases to exist. Love is real, people, and it's all around us. It vibrates beneath every act of kindness, service, art, and family. fear is also very real. It permeates every doubt, despair, hesitation, hatred, jealousy, anger, pride, and deceit. Habitually contemplate whether your thoughts stem from love or from fear. If your thoughts originate in love, then follow them. But if they originate from a place of fear, then dig deep to find the root of your fear. Only then will you be able to finally let go of it so that fear no longer limits your possibilities.